St. Matthew chapter 21, verse 5. Tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass and a colt, the foal of an ass. Dear friends in Christ, dear children of God, your king comes to you. He cometh unto thee, the scripture says. The King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, comes especially to you and for you, bringing all that you need to be saved. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king comes unto thee, just and having salvation. That means that we never have to question whether we've done enough, whether we've done enough good works, or whether we've been worthy enough. He comes with salvation, full and complete. And he promises that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. He does it all. Not by works of righteousness that we have done, the scripture says, but according to his mercy, he saved us. Believers in Christ, your king comes especially to you and for you, and he comes meek and lowly for you. He comes riding on a donkey. And is that the kind of king that our world wants? The kind of king who doesn't come in a Macy's parade with all the glory and hype of this world, all the treasure and pleasure that this world has to offer? He doesn't come with 1 ounce of that. Jesus comes riding on a donkey with clothing as his saddle, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, comes in this manner, showing clearly that he comes to you with peace and mercy, forgiveness for all our sin. He shows clearly that he comes not with vengeance, not with condemnation, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but rather that the world through him might be saved. He comes with complete and full forgiveness for all our sin. He comes riding on a beast of burden, as it's called, a beast of burden, even as he himself would carry the burden of our sin. Isaiah says he bore our griefs, carried our sorrows all the way to the cross, and then rose again and promises that you too will rise. Your king comes unto thee. We don't come to him. We don't come to him. He comes to us. Without our asking, before we were ever born, Jesus came to be born of a virgin, conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost. He was born to give us his life. I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in him or come to him. But the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel. He did that to you, for you, in your baptism, wherein he washed all your sin away, yours and mine. This is the kind of king who comes. Ordinary kings, they send out their armies, their soldiers to fight on their behalf. But your king does all the fighting for you. The first Sunday in Lent, we review how Jesus comes to battle the devil in the wilderness. After having fasted for 40 days and nights, he faces all our temptation. And he overcomes it all for you. Later, he battles the false teachers, the scribes and the Pharisees who claim that we're saved by the good things we do or by whom we're born of. Their father Abraham, they fought. But Jesus showed the whole world that he is the one Savior, and that whoever comes to him and whoever believes in him will not perish, as he draws us to him by his word and by his Spirit. Later, Jesus goes on trial before the Sanhedrin, the ruling council of the Jews, and Pilate, and he faces all those accusations and those mockings and the spitting and the whipping. He bears it in silence without one word of complaint. That's what your king does for you and me. Finally, he goes to the cross fully and completely, making satisfaction for all sin, making peace between God and man forever. His resurrection proves it so. That's the kind of king who comes riding into Jerusalem, the kind of king who comes to you now in the same way, meek and lowly. He says, I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. We might not always feel that way, especially when we're right in the middle of a great suffering or trial. Might seem like all we can see or feel is the pain. Yet Jesus says his burden is light, because he already carried the heavy burden of our sin, bearing our griefs, carrying our sorrows for us as our perfect substitute. And he promises whoever believes in him will not be let down or ashamed. However, that just isn't the kind of king that people want nowadays. People want to be wowed and entertained. They want a performance. Come on, Jesus, show us another miracle, or become our bread king, as they wanted of him. Keep multiplying those loaves so we don't have to work another day in our life. Or send someone from the dead so that others might believe and be saved. But that's just not how Jesus comes. Your king comes riding on a donkey. He comes meek and lowly. He comes in words, in bread and wine, in the Lord's Supper and in water in your baptism. The world says, well, come on, we got to have something more than that. But your King comes meek and lowly, and he attaches his promise of life and salvation to those very lowly, meek means of grace. And he promises through them, your sins are forgiven, and eternal life is yours. The world says we just gotta have something more. We gotta be entertained. We gotta be wild. We gotta have our earthly things. We gotta have at least a rock band in church. God should come to me with everything I want and satisfy my every desire. But behold, your King comes meek and lowly, and he promises you will find rest unto your soul. By his grace, he sends us what we need the most. Words of comfort and forgiveness, hope in his resurrection from the dead. And he promises, only believe. Just believe, and you will be saved. That is the continuing comfort that you have, children of God, in his word, in his sacraments. He promises he won't leave you. He'll continue to be with you, and he'll continue to comfort and assure you. Eternal life is yours. Our King comes meek and lowly. And he comes that if anyone feels that there is no way out of their sin or their troubles, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Even as he draws us to him by that same word. He comes to bind the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to those who feel trapped or troubled by their sin, no matter how great our sins have been. Christ came to free us from them. He raises us to new life right here, right now, by his word, by his lowly means of grace. He continues to come to us riding on that donkey, meek and lowly in heart. And we do find that rest unto our soul. Let us not be offended at his meekness, but welcome him, receive him, believe in him as his Spirit continues to work in you and me through his humble means of grace. He will never leave us, he promises. He'll never forsake us, he promises. He will keep you in that true saving faith until your very last day. He says, no man will pluck you out of my hand. Behold, your King comes unto thee, meek and lowly, having salvation. Whoever lives and believes in him will never die. He will raise you to that eternal life where Jesus is now and will continue to reign forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Amen.